Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
This whole chat about travel stresses for me pales in comparison to what happened to Cathal. So poor Cathal is already feeling it over a trip that hasn't even happened yet, Cathal. What's going on?
I knew this was going to happen soon, okay?
Right.
So I'm going on holidays at the end of May, mm-hmm. right?
Big holiday.
A big holiday. I'm heading off to Thailand, so I'm going to leave you guys for a couple of weeks.
Wow. Amazing.
I know, yeah. Can't wait, but Thailand. I'll be sad to be missing E for so long.
Is this your... yeah, right. Is this your 30th kind of present, like it was...
Well, I said the tattoo was, but this is kind of too. I'm really milking the 30th.
You are, yeah.
We're still going on about it.
Okay, so the tattoo kind is there is, to be shown off to the people of Thailand who'll go, oh, what's that? And you'll explain it's the rock castle. Yeah,
I know how it works. Yeah, a couple of different islands and stuff in all places around Thailand. But anyway, so I was just last night I started thinking about it and thinking about, well, maybe this weekend now I could start getting myself in order, getting things ready. Okay, so
right.
I've been always thinking about the holiday, but now I'm starting to ramp up,
getting real, getting concrete.
I knew this would happen.
What?
I knew this would happen. Went to bed last night anyway, fell asleep, happy out. Next thing, I had a very, very bad nightmare, stress dream, whatever you want to call it. I'll talk you through a little bit of it, okay?
Go on, right.
This always happens when I'm going traveling. Right. I always start to think, oh, I don't have my passport in the airport, or I don't, the bag won't, you know, just.
This is the dream. This is all happening
in
a dream.
It's always happening.
You're not thinking about it before you go to bed, but it's happening
in
your.
No, I never, yeah, that's the thing. That's a good point. I don't actually ever worry about that usually when I'm awake.
Right.
But whatever happens when I go asleep, I'm panicked.
Okay,
for some reason, last night in my dream, I was sent down to the shop in Cashel for some reason. I don't know why I was in Cashel. I live in Dublin and I'm flying from Dublin Airport to get a chicken fillet roll. The queue for the roll was so long and I was like, I have to get on the road.
So this is pre-flight chicken roll. It's obviously a
couple of hours.
Right,
I don't know why we were in Cashel. The queue was so long out central, okay, it was out the front door, right? And I was like, oh, look, I'll just chance it anyway because we're going to be on the long road.
Yeah.
Anyway, so got the chicken fillet roll, went to pay. My card wouldn't work on my phone.
Ooh.
Now, it was saying VPN, right? I think that's a thing we have on our laptops.
Yes, that's a virtual private network. It's got nothing to do with your card.
Which is something I had to talk to tech guys upstairs about yesterday, so that's why that was in my head.
Right,
but
okay.
On my phone was flashing up, my card wouldn't work, no VPN, and all this.
Right.
Anyway, I was like, oh, this is so embarrassing. I'm going to have to leave the chicken fillet rolls here with you guys. I have to run, right? I had to run. Anyway, raced up to Dublin. Now I'm in my apartment.
Fair.
Okay? The bag, the suitcase, would not fit out the front door of the apartment.
You couldn't even turn it sideways, Cathal.
No, it wasn't going to come with me for whatever reason. Was not coming to the airport with me. Anyway, land at the airport, all out of a backpack, and I'm saying, right, I'm just going to have to try and get stuff out there, but the bloody car doesn't work, no VPN.
You got to Thailand with a backpack.
Last thing is, I arrive at the airport, and I'm standing at the desk or whatever to check in, and they ask for my passport. I don't have my passport because it's in the bloody big bag.
Oh.
And I don't have my wallet to pay for anything inside in the airport because that's also in the big bag and the car doesn't work on my phone.
Just anyone who just tuned in, this didn't happen. This is just a dream in Carl's head last night.
But okay. I knew these dreams were coming.
I was hoping that
they might be in like 3 weeks' time.
Right.
Because it always happens to me and I start to worry about, I don't worry about travel, but for some reason when I'm going on a trip.
These stress dreams happen.
Yeah, so I didn't make it to Thailand. So let's see what happens in a couple of weeks.
Fingers crossed it'll be better than that. So, stress dreams are a thing. Now, I have to say in this conversation that I can't really chime in because I don't remember my dreams in general. So, I'm kind of useless in this conversation, but I know you guys can share something with Cathal. So, if you have stress dreams or if there's something like this, like Cathal when he's traveling, that this is the kind of thing he knows he's going to have stress dreams about, please share them because they're often utterly hilarious. So 087-4100-102, 087-4100-102. If you have a stress dream, and maybe you'll feel better by sharing it. Patricia says, Cathal, don't worry. None of this will happen. You'll have a great holiday. Best wishes. And then, how can Cathal go away when the hurling championship is on? Oh, I guess he's a Tip fan, so it's fine, says Owen. That is a mean one. Before we get on to any more of your stress dreams, and there's loads of them coming in, thank you very much. Emer, your stress dreams often relate to this job.
Yeah, all the time. I can't believe you don't get them.
No.
It's a nightmare. It's a literal nightmare. So, because we have, like, we have a very defined time, like, comparatively, like, a lot of people can be late to work because it can be 10 minutes late. It's not a big deal.
Sure.
But, like, if I'm not here at 9...
Show ain't gonna happen.
Well, it's gonna happen, but we have a very defined time.
Do. Yeah, yeah.
But my stress dreams are always that I'm in the shower, or I go to the loo, or I'm in the apartment, or I'm at home, or I'm somewhere, I'm out for a walk, and then I look at my phone, and I've looked at it at one point, and it'll be like, you know, in my head, I'm like, oh, it's only 6:30. Loads of time. And then I'll hear, like, the news at 9. I'm like, no! And no matter where I am, I'm like, it's like running through treacle. I'm like, no, I'm on the way. And I can never get to where I'm meant to be. Or, where, like, if we're away with work or whatever, I'll often dream that, like, I'll go down for breakfast and I'll be like, hey, everybody. And they'll be like, you missed the entire show. This is lunch. That kind of, right.
Now, I will say, that doesn't reflect your personality in real life at all. You're not late. You're always on time. Like, you're regimented.
Yeah, I come in at the same time as late, but I'm here at the same time
well,
every day.
It's a matter of minutes late. It's not hours late.
No, never hours late. But, like, I'll often dream that I'll be, like, listening to the radio and I'll hear you doing the cash machine. I'm like, oh, no! I forgot to go. Oh, I thought it was Saturday.
Ashling says, hi, guys. I know I'm stressed when I start having dreams about it being Christmas Eve and forgetting to buy people presents, or I can't find what I bought. I'm running around small Irish towns picking up car washes and tokens and hand cream.
Yeah, being that's older.
Is that real or is that stress dreams? Well, how about this? Victoria's been on and she has something she always dreams about.
My stress dreams are always like trying to find a toilet for some reason. This is whenever I'm like freaked out or stressed out in my general life. I dream about not being able to find a bathroom, or being able to find a bathroom with loads of toilets, but every single toilet is blocked or there's somebody in it or whatever, and this just goes on forever and ever and ever on a loop in my dreams. That's how my stress manifests itself in my dreams. Always. It's always the same.
Right, well, hopefully you don't end up, you know, going to the toilet during your dream somewhere else. That would be terrible. Rory says, it was the night before jury duty for me, Dave. I had a stress dream that I was stuck in court. My phone was pinging constantly because something had gone wrong at work. No stress in the dream about actually doing jury duty. I went to court the next day, spent 6 hours waiting to not get picked, and had some time to think about my work-life balance. Good man, Rory. So many voice notes flying in about people with their stress dreams. Teresa's one, the poor thing.
Hi, Dave. My reoccurring stress dream, now it's not like called, it's not reality or stuff that could happen, but it's usually there's a zombie apocalypse, and I'm in, like, do you know, like a round tower, kind of a lighthouse, but not a lighthouse?
Yeah.
And it's in the middle of, like, an open expanse field, and I'm in this round tower and they're all coming from every side. I'm the last one alive, and it's about, like, the whole dream is me standing there watching them come for me.
Oh, God.
And then waiting for them to break through the door and kill me. And just as they start, like, coming up the staircase and I'm looking down watching them, I wake up every single time. I mean, I have this dream, I sound so angry about this because I am, because it's terrifying. I have this dream easily once a month.
Oh, no.
And I swear to God, every time I wake up, I'm sweating buckets. It's horrible.
Well, at least the zombies never get to you, I suppose, would be the only thing I'd say that's kind of a bit of a plus there. Janelle's on about a classic.
Hi, Dave. So I know I'm stressed when I dream about the Irish Leaving Cert exam and that I've absolutely nothing done for it. I don't know any of my poems or anything like that. And I wake up in absolute panic. And I did my Leaving Cert in 1997, so that's a long time to be dreaming about that. So yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah, and definitely not fun. And Naomi's have something similar in her story.
My Leaving Cert when I'm in my 30s, I'm having to go back to my secondary school and wear my uniform is just horrendous.
Having to go back as an adult in your uniform would be amazingly stressful. Catherine's been on too.
Hi, Dave. We had a trip booked for the end of March to Germany. At the beginning of March, I woke up in a panic after having a dream that we were at the airport and my teenage son didn't have his passport.
Oh.
So the next morning, I went looking for the passport and we could not find the passport. We'd lost the passport, so it was panic then for the next couple of weeks trying to get a new passport.
Well, at least it was kind of slightly prophetic in that it told you that there was a problem with the passport, which is good news in some ways. So at least there's that for you. Eilish is on as well.
So it's my son's confirmation day today.
Oh, yes.
And I had a very stressful dream last night.
Oh,
that
no.
I woke up at 10 to 10. The confirmation's at 10:30. I dropped him to the church for the confirmation and I took myself off to the hairdressers to get my hair done. I don't know what I did with my other child. I don't even know where my husband was. But that's what I did. I went to the hairdressers. And I remember in the dream thinking, oh my God, this is so stressful. This is not a dream. This is actually happening. Oh. I wish this was a dream. So when I woke this morning, I was completely shocked that it actually was a dream because I was fully convinced that it had actually happened. Anyway, confirmation is in an hour and we're all ready. We're ready to go.
Excellent. Glad to hear it. And listen, a big massive congratulations to everybody who is making their confirmation today. I know there's so many people around the country doing it. So best of luck, boys and girls. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. Have a great day. Colette's been on.
Hey, my name's Colette. My stress dream is that myself and my neighbours are on the green and we're hitting each other with hurlies. But when you hit somebody, they get younger until we're all babies going around. And of course, I'm sitting there like fabulous baby, of course. And I'm going, Jesus, he was an ugly child. Like, look at the gnashes on that one. 6 months, like, making absolutely no sense. Like,
hitting each other with hurlies and gradually getting younger. Oh, fantastic. Loads and loads and loads of messages to get to about stress dreams. Jennifer says, Dave, I always have the same stress dream. I work in a post office and my dream is always at Christmas, which is the busiest time. During the Christmas chaos, I look over and see the door behind the counter is open. People start pouring in and I'm trying to stop them and get them out while working the till. Nothing malicious, like they're trying to rob me or anything. They just start wandering in like sheep. And when I ask them to leave, they tell me they're looking for scratch cards. Yes, Jennifer. Amazing. I had stress dreams for other people's weddings, says Nicola. Like, I was a maid of honour for my sister nearly 2 years ago. I had all the stress wedding dreams for her and she had none. And Neva Newbert says, my stress dream is I'm in a floating stairs with no banisters. The stress of it. A lot of them still going in about leave insert. Like, Claire's been on to us.
Hi, Dave. I usually have a leave insert dream probably this time of year all the time. And it's usually about maths or Irish. And I only have 10 minutes left to finish off the paper. And, yeah, it usually happens this time every year. So good luck to all the leave insert students. I'm sure you'll be grand.
Yeah, I'm sure. We always tell students, right? We say to them, hey, don't worry about the leave insert. It's not that big a deal. It doesn't matter what score you get in your maths exam or what grade you get in Irish. How many points? Life is about more than leave insert. And then every adult in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s goes on about how they have stress dreams about the leave insert. So I think we're slightly hypocritical. There's no name on this one, but it's absolutely amazing.
My crazy dream is I am on the way to hospital in Drogheda. And years ago when I was a kid, there used to be a big quarry along where the hospital is. But my dream is that I'm running along the edge of it. And there's someone behind me dressed in a giant ice cream costume and they're running after me and then I fall into the quarry and I can feel myself falling. But I always wake up at the bottom of it. I can't remember hitting the ground, but I wake up at the bottom of it. I felt myself falling and then for some strange reason, there's a zebra standing beside me. And that's it. It doesn't make any sense. I'm 37 now and I've still had this dream since I was a child. Makes no sense whatsoever.
No, it doesn't. Being chased by somebody in a giant ice cream costume, falling into a quarry and landing beside a zebra is exactly how I wanted the rest of this show to go this morning when we kicked this off. So thank you very much to the person with no name there who said that voice note. I do appreciate it.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.